When I pull up to the parking lot, it's time to level up. Dial in, showing out for your team. Listen up, get you some, I stand the fan to give you what you need. Fan fuel, game time, turn up the intensity. Team colors bleeding out, 5-hour energy. For a limited time, get the fan fuel flavor at 5hourenergy.com.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Second down. Here's Evans back to throw on second down. They chase him out of the pocket.
It's a screen.
And he sets a screen up, and it's knocked down at the 38-yard line.
And a fumble.
Tackle. Do the Packers have the ball? Apparently they do.
And they're going to give it to the
Packers. Fumble goes to the touchdown. Is that a touchdown or not? I thought he was tackled. Did he fumble, or did they get a touchdown? It is a touchdown for Leroy Butler. Holy cow on the fumble recovery.
That wasn't just a highlight for our next guest. That's when Leroy Butler first jumped into the stands behind the end zone, and that became something. It became something referred to as the Lambeau Leap, and in the moment, the Pro Football Hall of Famer, former Packer safety and Super Bowl 31 champ, decided to do that. Maybe that's why his podcast is called Leap 365. Maybe it's also why he is the creator of Leap Spirits, Leap Vodka being the flagship of that, and why his Twitter handle is at Leap36. Leroy Butler. It does. He joins us on the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa Sports app today, twitch.tv/Chicago670 The Score. Leroy, I'm sorry you're not going to be able to join us at the Brat Stop tomorrow, but I'm glad we've got you. How are you?
Yeah, I love the Brat Stop. Oh, and my podcast, Leap 36.
Ah, so, Leap 36. I apologize
for that. It's Ray's fault, though. It's Ray's fault. Producer's his fault. I like blaming him for stuff.
So do we.
Hey, be nice. That's my friend. Only I can insult him. Yeah. Here's the thing about the Brat Stop that I want people to listen to us understand. They don't care about records, how good the Bears are or how good the Packers are. They just want you to beat the Packers or beat the Bears. So, and that's the good thing about it. When you play in the Bear, the oldest rivalry, it's a big deal. It really is a big deal for a lot of reasons nationally, but it's a big deal locally as well.
What when you look at this team specifically, this addition of the Packers, what's the most impressive part of this team to you?
Which team?
The Packers. Oh, no one's asking you how impressed you are with the Bears right now.
I will say that. Xavier McKinney, I mean, without him, we may be 3-6.
Oh.
Without him, it can be a disaster. I mean, and I like the kind of a competitive spirit he has going with Moore, number two, one of the best receivers. But he's been everything. And not only that, guys, we're playing a lot of babies. This is probably our most effective draft as far as drafting Bullock at safety, Evan Williams at safety. It's the youngest team in the league. So these guys are on the job training. So a lot of guys, it's their first Bears-Packer experience rivalry. You know, most of these guys will be getting ready for bowl games or championship games. So they have to learn and understand. That's what the bye week was for, to get ready for this particular week.
How has the balance of Jordan Love's risk-taking worked out for him, and why? He does throw picks in a league where so many people want to coach the interceptions out of him. You know, I'm looking at this through the prism of Caleb Williams being perhaps too conservative and not trying hard enough to make the big play when that's sort of his game. How have they figured out with Love to say, all right, you may throw a pick, but it's worth it to still try?
No, we don't coach that. No, we don't want him to throw 10 picks. We want him to be like he was last year down the stretch, 18 touchdowns, one interception. That's why we were able to get to the playoffs and beat Dallas and go on and have a, had a chance to beat San Francisco. But that in mind, it's part of the game. But let's not misunderstand how a defensive back thinks. It's always best to give up a sack than turn the ball over. Yes, I know the fans don't like giving up 9 sacks. I get it. But had he thrown 5 interceptions like Jared, you'd say, well, so turnovers really, it just helps stop the momentum of your team. So Jordan has to think about the check down is your friend to keep the chains moving. There are going to be opportunities to throw the ball down the field. But what you don't want to do is tell a guy what to do. He has to figure that out. It's baked in the cake. Once you give him the system, a guy understands it, and eventually they'll run your system and everything will be fine.
Do you feel like the series itself is cursed for the Bears? I mean, the way this thing has gone for years and years and years, I know you're reveling in it, but isn't it peculiar to you just how dominant Green Bay has been?
Yes, because we invested in quarterbacks before we needed one.
Oh.
See, when you need one, you're pressed. I mean, Justin Fields would have been more athletic. He's been able to get out of some of those things, but they didn't want that. Okay, now Ryan Poles has to invest in the offense. You go out and get who I think Keenan Allen, Hall of Famer. You went inside more. You got the biggest tight end in the world. And you went out and got Swift, but you won't use it. So you have to tell your quarterback as a rookie, manage the game. Why is that bad? Matter of fact, you have to manage the game when the weather turns. You can put up big numbers in September, even October, maybe even in November. But when we play up in the north, manage the game. 20 attempts. But you're going to complete maybe 85% of those, and it may be checked out and swing out. Or screens, but you demand the clock and you run the football. That's how you get to the next level. When you put it all on any quarterback in this league, any quarterback, that's a lot of weight on his shoulders, and sometimes it can separate your locker room. You know, locker room starts to, well, do we need to change? Maybe we need to fire the coordinator. Sometimes in-season firing, you can get a new coach bump, or it could be a disaster. And that's something that Matt had to think about, Eberflus, and say, well, let's just go in that direction. But it's all about the quarterback and how you perceive how you want to run.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between with 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack. You'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy, shipped nationwide.
Whatever the adventure, there's a BMW engineered to take it on. The X3 delivers a striking design with agile performance. The 100% electric i4 packed with pure electric energy. Or the plug-in hybrid X5, an impressive, versatile SUV granting full control on every journey. Choose what powers your next adventure during the BMW Road Home Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit BMWUSA.com for details.
Yeah, when you say manage a game, you mean that as a starting point, though, because...
No.
For Caleb, you want Caleb Williams to be a game manager? Yeah. I don't.
Well, here's the thing. We can agree to disagree. I'm going to say it like this. Caleb numbers in the games that they won. The games that they won were manageable. Take what's there. Every quarterback should be managing the game. The managing the game types will get you Trent Dilfer, Super Bowl. Brad Johnson, Super Bowl.
I want Patrick Mahomes Super Bowls.
Everybody can't have Patrick Mahomes.
But he's the number one overall pick in the draft.
What? That was a while ago. He's just a guy now. Every number one overall pick, you know this, don't turn out to be a great player.
No, no, he thinks you're talking about Patrick Mahomes.
No. But he was a number. I'm saying, are you out on the ceiling possibilities for Caleb Williams? Do you have superstar off the table?
Listen. I think it's too early to tell. Just because you went number one don't mean you're going to be a superstar. You remember Peyton Manning? His rookie year led the league in interceptions.
Right, but they didn't ask him because they didn't ask him to be a game manager.
Well, if you go listen to Moore, his offensive coordinator, Peyton had to drill it back. They had to, hey, let's come back a little bit. Okay, we're not going to throw the ball 30, 40 times. You got to throw 18 to 25 times to run the football if you're in the North. We play outdoors. You can't throw the ball all the time like that.
No, I agree with you.
You have to manage. I love that we disagree on this.
No, I agree with that. Dan and I are having a disagreement, and I'm siding with you right now because I do think that Caleb Williams needs to be more of a game manager and that the play caller needs to call a game that is more run-based. Because a rookie quarterback's best friend is still the running game, right?
You're preaching now. You're preaching.
Oh,
yes.
Okay. Well, let me step back in my pulpit and loosen up my tie a little bit and go further with this. My thing with Caleb Williams is, and you talked about you might get a coaching bump. If a coach isn't doing what you just described, calling plays in a sequence that makes sense as far as running the football consistently and giving up if one run doesn't go as far, and now you're back to dropping back two and three times in a row, you're doing a disservice to your rookie quarterback, correct?
Yes and no.
Okay, go give it to me.
One, two, three, back to one, it ain't that run. Go to your check down. Check down your friend. The West Coast style offense was built to have five eligible players. I don't care how good your offensive line is. I got to get that ball out of 1 to 2.5 seconds. And that during the week, you build that in the game plan. And that clock has to go off. That, yes, both tackles are missing. Read the room. Get the ball out. If not, don't turn it over or run. He's a great athlete. But I suspect, and I don't know this, he had a lot of people talking to him. You got receivers that always want the ball. You got the fans saying stuff. His family is saying stuff. And you got the coordinator because he's probably depressed. I got the coordinator fired. No, he didn't. You have to realize and read the room. You're not in USC. We don't just throw it around like that. In this division, we manage games. And I'm going to tell you something.
You played with Brett Favre.
So you can manage the game. Exactly. Who leads the entire NFL in interceptions?
I know, but he's right. That's what I'm saying. Like you played with. We won a Super Bowl with Brett Favre. He's not a game manager. He's a gunslinger.
With the number one defense. That's what Brett Favre had. If Brett Favre had a defense like top 15, there's no Super Bowl. No.
Okay. So this is curious to me.
Now, you got number one. You got the statistically number one offense. I mean, number one special team and defense. The quarterback. It really matter what he does, but they'll get the ball back, and that's what the defense was doing. The defense is giving up over 150 yards the last three games. Why can't they stop the run?
I have a question. I have a question for you. Do you think maybe, as I'm listening more and more to what you're having to say about this, do you think you might be a tad bit biased being that you played safety and Brett Favre is obviously an offensive player who may have put you in some bad situations over the course of his and your time together?
Absolutely. Now, here's why. True story. Brett Favre throws the interception in practice. He's upset. I go to him, say, wait, wait, don't do that. It's my job to go get it back. And on the occasion, rare, but on the occasion a guy catch a touchdown on me, I'm upset. Brett will come to me, hey, hey, don't do that. I'll go throw a bomb to Sterling Sharp, and people forget about it. We work together. But sometimes, the offensive room is better than the defensive room. But we don't judge them. And we don't do that. We stick together. And that's how you win games. And that's what managing a game is. My defense playing at a high clip. I'm not turning the ball over. I'm going to my check down. If Moore is one-on-one, I'm going to give him an opportunity. But I'm not trying to fit it between three guys. And guess what? We can win it by defense and special teams. You don't have to have these gaudy numbers to be a successful quarterback. Y'all should not be judging Caleb based on him putting up these big numbers. You judge him on winning.
Well,
that's how you judge him.
They're not doing enough of that right now. As I said, 4-5. They've lost the same three, the last three in a row. And as you know, this particular game means a little bit more to everyone involved. So Caleb showing on Sunday with a new offensive coordinator, mind you, is going to go a long ways into how he's defined by not only this fan base, but also your fan base as whether or not the Bears are now a threat.
Here's the thing about the North. At one point, it was the toughest division in the league, and I still think it's tough because the Bears' goals are still out in front. I mean, all you got to do is try to get the 9 or 10 wins. You got a chance at the playoffs. But I'll say this, it's more pressure really on the Packers defense because we just saw a disaster with New England getting 9 sacks. So Packer fans, well, they did it, we can do it. And that's more, New England's a terrible team. Well, in other words, rookie quarterbacks, you make it difficult for them to read their coverages and their receivers by attacking them. And we had a week off to see that. We don't feel sorry for nobody. Because we're not at that level yet. That's Detroit. Trap games are for Detroit, not us. Mm. Now, we need this game to get to 7-3. It's imperative to get to 7-3 because we got to play San Francisco next and Detroit in a couple weeks. We got to play Miami, who just had a big upset win against, you know, the Rams. So, now we want a wounded team with a new coach calling plays to a rookie. Yes, that's what we want. Absolutely. And we want to take advantage of it. So wouldn't it be a shame that you didn't take advantage of it? But history always repeats itself. I would say this. The first Jordan Love game he started was against the Bears 2-1. Okay?
Yeah.
Matt LaFleur's first game as a head coach was against the Bears, and he won it. So they have history of winning there. But that's, the players get a chance to decide. Not like the media or the fans. That's why if a player listens to this, it ain't up to us. We're just giving our, you know, well, our opinions. And I think you throw the records out when you play a team like the Bears that really, to be honest with you, have nothing to lose, but they have a lot to gain. But the Packers, to me, this is the springboard of usually when they take off and start destroying teams. And hopefully it starts Sunday at 12 o'clock.
Leroy, because I think Bears fans may need it, for those that may be coming to see us on Friday at the Brat Stop, where can people find Leap Vodka?
Platinum question. It really is. That's why I love doing this show. I really do. Anywhere... We have it in Wisconsin. Matter of fact, we'll have it in Illinois very soon. We have it in Wisconsin. If you go to leapspirits.com, it'll actually tell you where you can find it. And more than anything, the fan base of, you know, I know we play against each other, but one of my best friends in the world is Jimbo Colbert.
Okay?
That's my brother. I love him. But this is one of the oldest rivalries. We love it. The history of your show in all our media makes it worthwhile. If I tell the fans, Make sure you pack the stadium, because if you don't buy those tickets, guess who will? We will in Wisconsin. And we're going to be chanting, go Pack, go, if you don't get those tickets.
And Leroy, also before we let you go, I'm a big radio hug from your guy Mitch Rosen. He just wanted to send his best.
Oh, Mitch, man, tell Mitch what's up. Mitch would know all where all the bodies are buried. Tell him, don't tell none of my stuff, because my wife is Second Amendment. I don't want to get in no trouble.
Wow. All right. Yeah,
strong words.
Well, okay.
Mitch know everything. Y'all better be nice to Mitch. He got stuff on y'all too.
We try.
Yeah.
More than we care to know. Leroy, this
is Mitch. I love him.
We'll do. We'll do. This was a delight. Thanks so much.
Always a pleasure.
That is Leroy Butler.
I'm with Leroy on the game manager. I have no problem. Caleb Williams' first win as a Bear came as a game manager. I want to point that out.
But he's not turning it over now. Like I just think I would.
It's like you're asking for more interceptions.
It's a little bit. I'd rather turn up the risk for him right now than turn it down.
Yeah, I agree with that, but that doesn't mean you have to have interceptions.
No, it means I can live with them.
On quick, hot routes and things.
No, I don't mind him taking free cheese. I don't want him hesitating. I don't want him thinking, ooh, maybe not. I'd rather have him. It's sort of like when Andre Agassi's father taught him how to play tennis. You remember those stories where it was, he told young, little, tiny Andre, hit it as hard as you can. I don't care where it goes.
Right.
He said what he wanted him to learn was how, first thing first, was impact and velocity every single time. Square it up on the sweet spot. This, I don't care where it goes. I don't care if it stays in the court. I don't care if it goes over the fence. Whatever you got to do to just hit that thing as hard as you can. And then from there, he dialed in everything else. Now, I'm using that hyperbolically.
Obviously.
In a football sense. But I'd much rather have this kid, from what I've seen of Caleb Williams, I'd much rather have him learn from his mistakes of aggressiveness rather than coach it out of him now.
I thought you were talking about the velocity, because I've already seen him overthrow several people receivers downfield.
Yeah, but some of that is lack of touch. Some of that, he just balloons it.
Yeah.
More than it is velocity. I don't mind him, you know, plant that foot and zip it in there. And trust your instincts. That's what I want the message to be.
This show is brought to you by 5-Hour Energy. Being a fan is a hands-on job, which is why we're freeing up your hands for cheering, jeering, and everything in between. With 5-Hour Energy Fan E-Pack, you'll be fully equipped to hit the tailgate with all the energy you and your fellow diehards need for rooting on the home team. No matter what, just take a shot past the rest to your entire squad and keep the good times rolling. Now available on 5hourenergy.com with the purchase of Stan the Fan 5-Hour Energy. Shipped nationwide.
This holiday, BMW has reunited three members of the family at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. The Agile X3, engineered for any adventure. The plug-in hybrid X5, commanding the streets with unmatched presence. And the all-electric i4, charging into the future with impeccable performance. Hurry in to find what powers your journey at the BMW Roadhome Sales Event. BMW, the ultimate driving machine.
Hurry in for exceptional offers through December 2nd. Visit bmwusa.com for details.